How'd the first meeting go, sir?
It went well. We had a good turnout, and we went over our procedures for the year and how we're going to run the quorum court meetings, and I announced my committees for the year.
Any big changes coming up, or is it just the regular start of the new year?
Regular start, picking up from last year. No changes as right now. We contemplated changing the date and time, but with the JPs and the public, they liked having it the second Tuesday at 6 o'clock, so that's what we're going to stick with. And just keep things moving forward for Marion County.
Of course, Judge, you're new to the office. This is your first term to serve as Marion County Judge. I'm sure you're kind of overwhelmed with all the different things that you're trying to get yourself up to speed on.
Yes, this is new to me, and usually you have a chance for a transition to learn and go through the trial period before you do. So right now I'm having to learn and do at the same time. So that's a new aspect to the job, but we're getting through it, and I'll stay studious on my end and get better at my part, especially with quorum court meetings. I'll get more into the parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rule of Order and things of that nature and be, again, more studious in learning those aspects.
As we look at the coming year, biggest opportunities you see for Marion County?
Well, the first thing we've done is we've changed our cold mix. Now, it had been implemented at the end of last year, but they get it from Batesville, and that's where RDOT uses it at. So now when we put the cold mix down, we're getting 9 to 12 months of keeping that in the hole and not having to come back over and over again and have it break out. But the opportunities I see for us is getting state aid with some of our paved roads that are in dire need of being reconditioned and getting them out here and matching up on the map to what is available for us and not, and then finding the funding to do our 15% to 25% and take care of some of these older roads.
Speaking of funding, budget is always a concern for Marion County.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And people think, you know, new judge, there's new money somewhere. What it is the money's the money. And one of my struggles going forward will be to find revenue for Marion County without changing the atmosphere of Marion County. We like the small town feel. We got the family atmosphere. People love that here, but we got to find a way to have revenue coming in for that. And then with the monies we have now, just how we're going to divide that up between the different entities, which is in the best interest for Marion County.
When you speak to your JPs and you hear from your constituents, what are the biggest challenges facing Marion County this year?
Well, budget's always going to be the top of that list. And then everybody being on the same page moving forward. Putting down differences, going into different meetings and things like that, and doing what's for the betterment of Marion County as a whole. But I believe that we have a good team, and we can get together and have the same vision for Marion County for the upcoming years.